USA Radio News.
Rudy Giuliani's admission Wednesday night that President Donald Trump reimbursed his lawyer for paying off an adult film star was part of a larger strategy. That's at least according to New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
You know, there's an old saying in the law, hang a lantern on your problems. Right, so he comes in, he knows that there's been different stories being told about this payment and how it was made. So the fact is that Rudy has to go out there now and clean it up. That's what lawyers get hired to do. So he goes out there and he puts it out rather than having some reporter give breaking news that the president reimbursed it. So it's a typical thing to do.
That audio courtesy of Good Morning America. Severe weather is still a threat today, and 9 tornadoes were reported from Texas to Iowa yesterday, with some straight-line wind gusts exceeding 100 miles an hour. The tornadoes produced damaging wind, heavy rain, and the Kansas City metro area is under a flash flood warning through this afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Facebook. There are a lot of questions right now on how Facebook works. People are asking, who can see what I share? Why do I see posts from ads? And how does Facebook use the information I share online? Facebook spokesperson Michelle Mandara offers tips on how to improve your experience.
You have control over the content you see and share on Facebook. If you see a post from someone that you aren't really into, you can click snooze and temporarily remove that person. Or if you want to see more photos of your best friend's baby, then click see first so they always appear first in your feed. You will see ads on Facebook since that's what allows Facebook to be free, but you can remove or block ads that you don't like. Our ad preferences allows you to control the ads you see on Facebook.
The app controls show you what apps you've logged into, the information you have shared, and how to remove them. For more, visit facebook.com/help.
A disgraced comedian's wife stands by her man. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
A week after Bill Cosby is convicted of aggravated indecent assault, his wife Camille issues a statement in which she calls for a criminal investigation into, quote, the district attorney and his cohorts in her husband's case. She calls them a, quote, homogenous group of exploitive and corrupt people whose primary purpose is to advance themselves professionally and economically. And she also takes aim at the media for what she calls its relentless demonization of her husband. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Police say a Frontier Airlines employee was stabbed by a coworker inside the Philadelphia International Airport terminal today. The Philadelphia Fire Department says a 24-year-old man was stabbed at around 11:20 Eastern Time in Terminal E, which houses Frontier Airlines. Police say the employees got into a fight, which led to the stabbing of the coworker. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
With the latest in the ups and downs of the first-time jobless claims, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Labor Department reporting the first-time jobless claims filed last week were up by 2,000 from the previous week, which is less than what experts expected. They had predicted that 224,000 first-time claims would come in, when in fact the number was 211,000. The steepest increases in claims were in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Pennsylvania. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Today, President Donald Trump is observing a National Day of Prayer at the White House. Now, the president delivered remarks, and he also signed an executive order dealing with religious liberty. Let's take a listen to some of the details regarding that executive order.
The Faith Initiative will help design new policies that recognize the vital role of faith in our families, our communities, and our great country. This office will also help ensure that faith-based organizations have equal access to government funding and the equal right to exercise their deeply held beliefs. We take this step because we know that in solving the many, many problems and our great challenges, faith is more powerful than government, and nothing is more powerful than God.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.